good morning. Alas, the Friday is here. And if you're buying underwears or planning to buy for yourself or for your partner or anyone else, make it boxer shorts. If it's for men who are concerned about their spermatozoa count, new research released on Wednesday has suggested that men who usually wear boxer shorts have higher sperm concentrations than those who wear tighter fitting briefs or jockeys. And if you're in western part of India where rain seemed to have disappeared, well, in all likeliness, it is heading to your side and coming in strongly. If Kerala flash flood is any indicator, the flash flood has killed at least 26 people. Mumbai, gear up, get your boats ready, who knows. And talking about natural disaster, let's move to Amit Shah. Following the Wire story on Caravan has come out with a fine piece of reportage on Amit Shah and Jai Shah, where it has been revealed that Amit Shah's mortgage two of his properties to secure credit of Rs. 25 crore for his son Jai Shah's business venture, Kusum FinServ LLP. His contingent liability with respect to this credit facility is, however, missing from his 2017 electoral affidavit, which is a crime. But then he's a murder accused who's at the helm of government rallies, inaugurations and whatnot, always trying to take some moral higher ground. Well, you heard it here first. You can go read the long report on the Caravan magazine site. For now, let us start with the editorial for the 10th of August 2018. Given we started with proxy wealth, we think it fit to mention something that is bothering the mind. After a short discussion on Thursday, the Lok Sabha yesterday passed a bill to amend the Representation of the People Act to allow NRI or the non-resident Indians to vote in elections through a proxy. Now, several members of the opposition voiced their concern that the proxy chosen by an NRI would vote as per the NRI's choice. AIADMK leader R. Gopalakrishnanan asked, "What is the guarantee that the proxy will vote for the candidate chosen by the NRI?" Well, a valid question. And why are we troubled? Well, confidentiality is one aspect, and then there is the distorted level playing field. But the move definitely helps us understand one thing, that is why the Prime Minister has been doing large rallies in NRI clusters, and that too on government money and not his party money. Well, how can a local party compete for those votes? But for now, the deed is done. And since we are on the topic of NRIs, there is a section in the United Kingdom which has been creating trouble for India. Yes, India on Thursday said it has conveyed to the UK that the pro-Khalistan rally to be held in August on the 12th of August will be a separatist activity aimed at impinging on India's territorial integrity. The strong comments made by the Ministry of External Affairs came days after the UK turned down India's request to not allow the rally to take place. Britain's left-wing Green Party has already thrown its support behind the pro-Khalistan rally planned at Trafalgar Square in London on Sunday. Six for Justice, SFJ, says the rally is intended to raise awareness for a non-binding referendum in 2020, calling for Sikh majority state of Punjab to be granted independence. Moving on to other worldly news, where at least 43 people, including 29 children, have been killed and 30 wounded in a Saudi-led coalition airstrike in Yemen, the International Committee of the Red Cross says, when the kids were coming back to school from a picnic. Yemen is a new graveyard being dug up by Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is the mastermind behind this conflict. Now let's move to the other mastermind, China, of course. China's top newspaper rebutted growing criticism in government circles that Beijing should have taken a lower profile to head off its trade war with the United States, saying on Friday that such a large size, such a heavy thing can't be hidden by being low-key, just like an elephant can't hide behind a sapling. Well, sometimes big things can hide and be low-key, and proving it is the notorious Bermuda Triangle. Unidentified submerged objects, USO, of the size of a football field has been discovered in the Bermuda Triangle, and it's believed to be at least 5,000 years old. As for explorer Daryl Miklos, the recent discovery made by him at Discovery Channel's treasure hunt show called Cooper's Treasure might just be the first concrete evidence of extraterrestrial beings known to humanity. Miklos, who was on a mission to research the shipwrecks in the Caribbean, claims that his discovery in the Bermuda Triangle will shock the world. The USO, in the form of a large obtrusion, was discovered close to the Bahamas in the Bermuda Triangle by Miklos and his team. And as if taking a cue on alien presence, America seems to be prepped up for it. Donald Trump's goal of creating a new military branch has yet to take off. But what is taking off is Donald Trump's 2020 Space Force marketing campaign. Trump 2020 re-election campaign manager Brad Praskill emailed supporters of Trump on Tuesday asking them to vote on a Space Force logo, which will definitely be sold later on. And no, we won't wish him to last an infinity and beyond. But that is all that we have for you for today. Wish you a healthy, restful, productive weekend. We will be back on Monday. Until then, take care and goodbye from TakeApart.com.